This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Mr. Modi complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign 4 agreements or / MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counterterrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
After Brazil, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, marking the final leg of his five-nation visit. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Our correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit reports that visit of PM Narendra Modi aims to expand the scope of bilateral relationship and explore new areas of cooperation in various key sectors such as hydrocarbons, rare earth materials and unified payment interoperability, among others. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that BRICS is a vital platform for advancing inclusive multilateralism, especially at a time when global institutions are facing a crisis of legitimacy and representation. She emphasized that BRICS must lead by example by reinforcing cooperation, advocating credible reforms, and amplifying the voice of the Global South. Addressing the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, she highlighted India's demonstrated resilience through a combination of strong domestic demand, prudent macroeconomic management, and targeted fiscal measures. India is set to expand its offshore energy exploration efforts with plans to develop a robust ecosystem for deep water exploration and production technologies. The initiative comes as the country prepares to explore more than 2.5 lakh square kilometers under the 10th round of the open acreage licensing policy, making it one of the largest offshore exploration bid rounds globally. The announcement was made by Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri. Under strict security arrangements, another batch of 7,541 pilgrims, that is the seventh batch from Jammu, left Bhagwati Nagar Yatrinivas base camp for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The total number of devotees performing darshan over the first 6 days has surpassed 93,000. The United States has delayed the implementation of its Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs until 1st of next month, providing additional time for affected countries to finalize interim trade deals with the U.S. Initially announced by President Donald Trump on April 2nd, the tariffs were to target several nations, including India, but their enforcement was paused for 90 days, giving trading partners until July 9 to reach agreements. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly flat in morning trade amid a lack of clarity on the US-India trade deal. The Nifty 50 was hovering around 25,470, showing minimum change from yesterday's close. The Sensex was also trading with minor gains at around 83,490. And in tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner advanced to the Wimbledon quarterfinals after Grigor Dimitrov was forced to retire due to a pectoral injury. And that is the end of this news bulletin.